Hello, and welcome to this lecture entitled A Call for Stricter Gun Control in the US. Today, I'd like to look at the differences between countries that have and don't have gun laws. Then, I'd like to examine the recent statistical data on gun-related deaths. I'll then investigate the barriers preventing stricter gun laws in the US. And finally, finish with the recent small changes the US has implemented to gun laws. This lecture will predominantly focus on mass shooting based only on the numeric value of 4 or more shot or killed, not including the shooter. It will also refer to guns as firearms or arms, weapons and rifles. In addition to this, I will not name specific shooters as I refuse to glorify mass murderers. I'd like to begin today with an explicit example of how a mass shooting event in Australia led to a change in gun laws and as a result, a significant reduction in gun-related deaths. So, in April 1996, a 25-year-old mentally unstable individual shot and killed 35 people and wounded another 23 on a rampage with a semi-automatic rifle through a popular seaside town called Port Arthur in Tasmania, Australia. The Australian government acted swiftly in response to the massacre and created the National Firearms Agreement, which restricted ownership on powerful firearms such as assault or military-type automatic rifles. In addition, much tougher requirements were introduced with licensing and registering weapons whereby a person must have a genuine reason to own a firearm that is not for self-defense, thus making gun ownership incredibly difficult. Interestingly, at the same time, the UK followed Australia's model but banned all guns as the government felt it had a greater responsibility to protect the public from misuse. Of course, not all countries have implemented such strict gun laws. Looking at statistical evidence in connection to gun-related deaths, there is a shocking difference between countries with and without gun control. Now, according to the US government and the Office of National Statistics, in 2018, America had 39,773 gun-related deaths. But in the UK and Australia, combined, there were approximately 160. I think you will agree this is a significant difference. Perhaps what's more interesting is that the US data highlights that 60% of the deaths were suicide, 37% were homicides, and 3% were accidental deaths. This highlights that there is a high percentage of misuse. So, okay, moving on to the subject of mass shootings. Examining the data relating to mass shootings reveals that there is one mass shooting nearly every day in the US. Sadly, over these last few years, the US has experienced the worst mass shootings in American history. An example was in October 2017 in Las Vegas. A 64-year-old gunman fired out of a hotel window into a crowd of 22,000 people who were enjoying a country music festival. He fired 1,000 bullets in 11 minutes, using mainly assault rifles, killing 58 people and injuring 850. This was the deadliest mass murder in US history, and to this date, detectives have not been able to establish a motive for the attack. In addition to this, 2018 was the worst year on record for US school shootings, with 113 students killed. One of the deadliest mass shootings that year and in history was at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, where an angry, expelled 19-year-old student shot and killed 17 students and injured 20. This led to millions of angry, emotional students protesting across America and launching the movement known as March for Our Lives. US students took immediate action, calling for concrete legislation solutions on the epidemic of mass shootings. The US President Donald Trump's response to this was the suggestion of arming teachers with guns would be the best preventative solution. So this leads into the fact that there are a number of significant barriers that prevent stricter gun laws in the US. So firstly, the US has the most quoted Second Amendment. This is the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. This states that citizens have a right to carry and use a gun in self-defense. Many Americans see this as their individual right of freedom. The main arguments against this amendment is that it is considered outdated on the grounds that it was established 2 centuries ago when times were very much different. And also, in this present time, the question remains to whether guns actually protect liberty or threaten it. Following on from the Second Amendment is the next barrier of the influence of civil rights groups or group, the NRA, the National Rifle Association. They are proud defenders of the Second Amendment and extremely active lobbyists against gun control regulation. They also have tremendous political and monetary influence over the US government. A clear example of this influence was the NRA's funding donations of a recent presidential campaign where the NRA donated $11 million to support Donald Trump and donated $19 million to groups opposing Hillary Clinton. So there's no guessing who was an advocate for gun control. The final barrier of America's reluctance in gun control is the economic benefits of gun manufacturing in the US. In 2016, the gun industry contributed $51 billion directly and indirectly to the US economy. In fact, according to the US government firearms department, gun manufacturing is increasing, with gun sales doubling from 5.4 million in 2016 to 11 million in 2017. One of the most popular and profitable firearms in the US at the moment is the AR-15 assault rifle, which, sadly, is also the main weapon of choice for the mass shootings discussed today in Australia, Las Vegas, and Florida. So overall, it seems fair to state that more guns mean more deaths. Changing the values of American society is by no means an easy task. The love for guns and the constitutional beliefs ingrained in the American people regarding the right to bear arms represents to many Americans a sense of individual freedom and right for self-protection. Gun supporters like the NRA, corruptive and lobbyist strategies are endemic within mainstream politics and repress any kind of reasonable discourse about gun control. And of course, gun manufacturing is such big business that any kind of gun control would economically affect the country. However, unbiased debate is needed, not just within the US, but the US and the rest of the world, because increasing mass murder and gun-related deaths is making the US one of the most dangerous places to live for gun crime. However, all is not lost. 2019 has seen some small but significant changes. Firstly, minimum age requirement for guns has increased from 18 to 21 years of age. Secondly, new firearm restraining orders have been introduced to remove weapons from mentally unstable people when they pose a threat to themselves and others. And finally, and most importantly, is the introduction of the Bipartisan Background Check Act 2019 that enforces every seller of firearms to thoroughly check criminal backgrounds before selling a weapon to an individual. These are small steps, but important for the movement of gun control. Personally, I'd like to see America take a much stronger stance on dealing with mass shootings, similar to other countries, through banning all military-style semi-automatic weapons. This can be done as a government buyback scheme so that these weapons can be disposed of. So, to summarise, the question seems to be, how many more deaths will it take before America will acknowledge that they have a serious problem? The evidence presented today is overwhelmingly clear that guns are destroying lives and that gun-related deaths are increasing. How many more American people have to be victims of gun-related crimes before change will happen? Thank you.